What I want you to do during this challenge is to think your business and your marketing and your content entirely different, because this is exactly what will make you blow up during the summer. And this won't happen when you stay inside your niche, when you stay inside this industry, when you get your inspiration from scrolling on Instagram, TikTok, Threads, when you have a look to the left and the right what other people are doing, when you know what your competition does, when you just consume what your clients are doing, when you just move inside your bubble. I personally get the most insane ideas. So all these campaigns you see, like Not Another Content Challenge, like the old Hollywood campaign in 2025, like what I did for Velvet Room, all the visual worlds I'm creating for myself and also for my clients, where we have production days in London, in California, in like everywhere, Dubai, is not by scrolling through Instagram, is not by seeing what everyone else is seeing. The reason why most content inside this industry is boring AF is because everyone has the same inspiration source. And the reason why I can create differently, why my things look differently, is on the one hand that my brain works in a special way. I think in movies. But also I get my inspiration outside of Instagram, outside of this industry. I love to watch Netflix, series, movies. I love to go to the cinema and then just follow the storyline that is told, the story that is told inside a movie, how people do it, the different camera angles. This is something that sets me personally so much on fire, and I'm so on fire for creating. Every time after I watched a movie, a good series, or after I was in the cinema, ideas are exploding. I love to spend money for luxury experiences. May it be a 5-star hotel. May it be the greatest Airbnb with the greatest view ever. May it be a helicopter ride over New York City. May it be skydiving in New Zealand. May it be traveling to Lisbon, London, Canada, spending the entire summer in Canada. I love to live life. I love to experience things, because this is what nurtures my creativity. This is the source of my innovation. And you can do that by traveling the world like my husband and I do. You can do this by watching movies and series like I love to do. You can do this by going to Pinterest and creating boards that nurture you, that activate you, that you have a look at and are like, wow. This is something you can bring into your business by watching other entrepreneurs, how they are doing it, other artists. I'm not a Swiftie, but seeing how Taylor Swift leads herself, her brand, her community is inspirational AF. Watching movies like Bohemian Rhapsody or Rocketman, where you see the life and the decisions of artists. Such a great source for creativity. Something I do whenever I'm on the flight. I'm watching Rocketman, Bohemian Rhapsody, Mamma Mia. I just love to watch great stories, great music, and I'm immediately activated by it. So what I want you to do is think about what is something that sparks your creativity, that sets you on fire. May it be an experience, may it be something you consume, because yes, you are quote unquote allowed to consume, but don't consume what your competition does. Don't consume what the algorithm gives you based on your consuming behavior. Don't doom scroll. Don't consume before create in a way of, oh, this is what the world shows me today. Be picky what gets your attention. And when you have decided what is the thing that activates you the most, series, movies, artists, Pinterest, life itself, certain people, certain music, certain people's biography and story, consume that until to the point where you feel it, that your inspiration kicks. And then stop consuming and start creating.